A reading from the Lutheran Confessions, the Formula of Concord, Article 8, on the person of Christ, a solid declaration. Especially commenting on this verse in our passage, in him, in Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells bodily. On the basis of this communicated power, Christ can be and truly is present with his body and blood in the Holy Supper according to the words of his testament to which he has directed us through his word. This kind of thing is impossible for any other human creature, for no other human being is united in this manner with the divine nature. In Christ, the divine and human natures are personally united with each other, so that in Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells bodily. So we hold and teach with the ancient Orthodox Church, as it explained this teaching on the basis of Scripture, that the human nature in Christ has received this divine majesty according to the mode of the personal union, namely because the whole fullness of deity dwells in Christ, not as in other godly people or angels, but bodily, as in its own body. This fullness, with all its majesty, power, glory, and efficacy, spontaneously shines forth in Christ's assumed human nature when and how Christ wishes. In, with, and through this human nature, Christ demonstrates, reveals, and exercises the same divine power, glory, and efficacy as fire does in a glowing iron. This majesty was hidden and restrained in Christ's humiliation. But after he laid aside the form of a servant, it asserts itself fully, mightily, and publicly before all the saints in heaven and on earth, and we too will one day see his glory face to face in the life to come. For it is because of the personal union that Christ also, according to his human nature, says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Likewise, John 13, that Christ knew the Father had given all things into his hands. Likewise, Colossians 2, in Christ the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.